So we're trying to do karma yoga by working in our offices, but sometimes we may do something wrong also, something sinful. So what can we do? Think that we should simply focus on cultivating a service attitude. And if it's become too karma conscious, we will not be able to function in the world. As we focus on how best can I serve Krishna in this situation. So if I'm trying to keep the intention of serving Krishna, I move forwards over there. Otherwise, if I say, oh, you know, is this bad karma, is this good karma? Well, it's good to broadly be aware of that, but it is just going to be, unless it's going to be a grievously wrong karma, which involves, say, breaking one of the four regulative principles, then it is a serious issue. But otherwise, to become too conscious of it will paralyze us, because ultimately, our goal is not just to be karma free. Our goal is to be loveful, to be filled with love for Krishna. So, if we are filled with love for Krishna, then that will always take us to Krishna. Even if we become free from karma, that will only take us to Brahma Jyoti at best. That is only going to take us to Krishna. So, if we focus on trying to bring a service attitude into everything that we do, then even if some karma comes up, that will be taken care of by Krishna. And the world we live in is a contaminated place. It has always been so, but now we could say the contaminations are more and more apparent and more aggressive as compared to the past. But it has always been there. Even Ayurveda, if you consider a traditional form of medicine, in their Ayurveda also they had a whole series of medicines which involve meat. See, yeah, they have many medicines involve meat. And then they also give medicines. If you can't take this, then you can take this. So, meat eating was a part of the broad Vedic culture. The Brahmanas did not eat meat. The followers of those who wanted to pursue transcendence would not eat meat. But there are people who were eating meat also. But it was not to the scale where slaughterhouses were maintained and millions of animals were slaughtered. So, meat was a small part of people's lives. Prabhupada also in the Isha Upanishad purport says that we have been given canine teeth. So, but they are not all 32 teeth are not canine, like a lion's. A small number of teeth are canine. So, a little bit of meat we can eat. We have been, if we want to, biologically, we have been equipped to eat it. But it's not, but the, but still the body has consequences because that's not what the body is meant for primarily. So, we don't have to too much demonize the present times. This is a time where we have to live and we have to try to do the best in the situation. So, if it is something which, as I said, if seriously involving a breaking of regulative principle, then we have to take a strong stand. But otherwise, just focusing on cultivating a service attitude, and generally, if you're earning money, giving charity is an important principle. If you do that on a regular basis and try to serve Krishna, then other things will be taken care of. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.